Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Cotton Bowl Chairman Bri Patton on the KRLD Newsline. Bri, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet, John. It's good to talk to you again this year.
Absolutely. The playoff matchups are set, and the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic is part of the national playoffs. They are the semifinal as number one Alabama takes on number four Cincinnati. First of all, Bri, what an interesting matchup. You got the powerhouse Alabama coming off the SEC championship. You got Cincinnati, who everybody's been rooting for as a group of five team to get in, and we get a chance to see who the better team is.
Yeah, you stole a little of my thunder, but yeah, absolutely. Both teams are loaded with talent. I mean, when you look at Alabama, lost 10 players last year to the NFL, and you've got talent on the Cincinnati team that everybody talks about how many people are going to be going to the NFL. You just got two teams that have a ton of talent. Obviously, Alabama has a storied tradition, and they've got the winningest coach in all of college football. But I got to tell you, Cincinnati is very impressive at all their skill positions and how they go about the games, and they're undefeated. They're the only team in the country that's undefeated. So we're thrilled to have a matchup like one versus four, and we're going to have a good time come New Year's Eve.
No doubt about it, and we can have a full house out at AT&T Stadium as well. What will that mean to the game?
Well, you know, what a difference a year make. When we talked last year, John, we had limited patron participation, and we did the best we could following all the safety protocols that were in place. And we had a great game, but we didn't have any events. We just essentially had the game, and we didn't even have cheerleaders. We didn't have bands. We didn't have anything. This year, it's a lot back to normal. There's a few things that maybe we won't see happen, but by and large, we're back to business as usual, and it's a great opportunity for fans to come out, you know, the whole week. It starts off a couple of days before the game where they can come out and get discounted tickets to Six Flags if they choose to do that. There's all kinds of events that we list on our mobile app for the Cotton Bowl and or gameday.goodyear.cottonbowl.com, and you can do a lot of fun stuff. The night before, we're going to have the Battle of the Bands, which, you know, the two college bands get together and they get after it to see who is the proudest and the loudest. And then we have a live concert that night with a lady named Sarah Faith, who won Goodyear's Garage to Glory contest, and she'll also be singing the national anthem. And then after that, we got Emerald City that everybody in Dallas-Fort Worth knows about, the Emerald City Downtown Fever. So it's going to be hopping the night before. And then, of course, our game day, we have this great Goodyear Huddle Up Fan Fest for all the fans that have a ticket. And they can go to either plaza and just have a big time 3 hours before the game. So it's a lot back to normal. And, of course, we're pretty proud of the game we're going to put on. So it's going to be a lot more fun for those of us that are behind the scenes getting the game put on each year.
There are a lot of benefits to, you know, having more of these fan-type fests and things like that. One of those is just the engagement from the sponsorship side of things, and that means you can raise more money for beneficiaries, I would guess.
Absolutely, John. I mean, we got some fantastic sponsors. I mean, Goodyear has been a phenomenal sponsor. This is our eighth year with them, and we're looking at extending that relationship. They've been terrific. Dr. Pepper's been with us for many, many years, as has Ewing Automotive Group with all their cars that they provide to everyone involved. And then you get to the Cotton Bowl Foundation, where we started 2016 giving away money. And that's a very satisfying and gratifying thing for us to do. Since 2016, we're coming up on $2 million of donations to very worthy organizations. This year and a lot last year, we did a lot of the very needy things that were going on in our community, where we got involved with the Tarrant Area Food Bank and the North Texas Food Bank, and where there was a big need. It was great to be able to play a role there. We were very fortunate to work with the Communities Foundation of Texas that helps us with a lot of our choices on who to give money to, because there's, you know, it's kind of hard to distill it down just to the few that we get to give the money to. So that's probably the most gratifying thing, and the thing I've enjoyed the most this year and the last year was giving away money with the CFP to our teachers. We had the big day both last year and this year where we gave money to the teachers. And my daughter-in-law is a teacher, so I certainly have a whole lot of appreciation for what she does every day. And that's the kind of stuff that builds all year, and it culminates in our game. But there's a whole lot of other things that are going on in the community, not the least of which is we've given probably over $1 billion to higher education since the game started in 1937. This is our 86th game. So all that's pretty good stuff, John.
Man, it sure is. The hits just keep coming. That is awesome stuff to hear. I love it, and I love that things are more back to normal. Can't wait for that game on New Year's Eve.
Well, we don't have to worry about the weather. We get to play in the 72 degrees, and that's always was an issue way back when, but we haven't had that problem for many, many years now. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.